All right, what's going on, guys? We're back again. It's the JVL Primetime Sports Podcast. It's your boy Jay, and I'm here with my co-host.
Jay, how's everybody doing?
Oh, everyone's doing well. It is All-Star Weekend, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But we got a few things to cover before we continue on with our All-Star Weekend and our break. But we're going to talk about the Aces so far. We'll start with the Aces. I know if y'all been noticing, but the Aces, I feel like they've been doing a lot better recently. I feel like they're starting to gel together and get everything together as soon, like literally right when we got Liz. So, yeah, what do you got? What are your opinions on the Aces right now?
The Aces are actually starting to turn it around. Getting Alyssa from Dallas actually did help out. It's much needed help in the front court. You can see that they're starting to come to. It feels like they're starting to get a little more comfortable playing together. You know, Asia's going to be Asia. Jackie's going to do her thing. Jewel's starting to get a little more comfortable. Aaliyah Nye's looking phenomenal. Then you go, you throw Alyssa in there. And she's a double-double threat. That's starting to look good 100%. Now.
Everything's looking good. Now Asia has some help on the floor. She don't got to carry all the time. And I've noted that Liz has been really, like, learning. She's still got a little more to learn, but she's been picking stuff up. And I remember Asia talked about in a post-conference that Liz is a quick learner. So Liz has been picking up everything pretty well. So I'm really proud of how we're looking so far. I'm excited to see how much more we got. But since we're on the let's talk about the updated standings. I think the Aces are
after their win with Dallas, they moved to a 500 team at 11-11. I feel like if they stay a little more comfortable, a little more consistent, they can crack that. They can 100%. Crack that 8 seed, probably that 7 seed, and make the playoffs.
right.
But Minnesota is looking good. Phoenix is looking good. New York is looking good.
Oh yeah, 100%. My bad, y'all. I got a little distracted. Something going on my phone. My bad, y'all. It's okay. That's okay. We got it situated. But yeah, standings are looking good. Aces are looking good. I think, like you said, we was. Are we tied with Valks right now?
No, y'all. No. No, Valkyries is 10-12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. We are a little up there. So, I mean, things are looking pretty good for us. And, I mean, like you said, Manny's looking good. Everyone, you know, the top five, everyone looking good. It's been one hell of a season so far. And a lot of emotional damage. No, I was playing, y'all. Not emotional damage, but it was a little bit. But, you know,
it's been emotional damage. The way these injuries have been going, it's the injuries that's been shaping the season, with Indiana dealing with injuries, with the Sparks dealing with injuries, Connecticut having their issues, Dallas struggling with injuries. It's like it's unfortunate that you have to deal with that. But then you have to have players that's on the court that have to be able to step up and fill that spot. And that's easier said than done. Because you have a roster that you plan for and that you build around. And then sometimes when you get injured and you have to scramble to try to find out plan B, and some people might not have that plan B ready, because they've been so focused on plan A. And then you end up with seasons like this.
Yup. Yeah, these injuries have definitely been messing us up. But speaking of injuries, yeah, I'm over here just getting everything situated. Injuries. When is everyone coming back? Oh,
well, CTC is supposed to be coming back in, but come back in August. Cameron Brink is supposed to be coming back after the All-Star break. They said that DeShane is supposed to be coming back after All-Star break. Marina's coming back after All-Star break. Anyway, Atkins is supposed to be coming back after All-Star break. So it's like, pieces are coming back, but it's like now you have to grind to try to catch up.
Yeah, especially with this break happening right now, with the All-Star break. Yeah, they just gotta build their way back up. Like when the CBT back, she still gotta get back in shape to hoop again. Same with everyone coming back. Kalia, I know Satu's out for a little bit. I don't know. We don't have an updated status of when she's coming back yet, but we got Marina coming back. Marina's been enjoying herself too. But I mean, yeah, injuries has been messing up a lot of teams recently. Like for example, some of the people that were injured didn't even make it to All-Star. They had to switch up. But I mean, other than that, I mean, I feel like when this break is over, the season is going to take a good turnaround. It's going to be a lot different with all the teams because the way, like you said, I'm pretty sure all the people you were saying that were injured, they're mostly all coming back after the break. And, you know, yeah, right now they're just all enjoying their little break and doing their thing. It's been looking pretty good so far. So, yeah. But, I mean, the second half of the season is gonna be something. Like, I don't know. It's gonna be one heck of a turnaround, I feel. Aces, with even the Sparks. I mean, like, Sparks. Isn't Cameron Brink coming back after the All-Star break?
Yeah. But that's what they said. They said they say that they're estimating July 22nd.
July 22nd. Oh, okay. So literally like 2 days after All-Star. Quite literally like right after the whole break is over. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's soon. And I feel like once Cameron comes back, the Sparks are going to be playing catch up. I think that's what they're doing right now. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, because they're three games behind Washington and the Aces for eighth place right now.
Yeah, it's been a rough season for those teams, especially for us. The Aces have a rough season, but it's okay. Teams always have their rough seasons, so I mean, it's all good. But you know, I'm gonna start running for my team. Sparks doing good too. I mean, definitely get in there. But shoot, speaking of this break. Actually, before we get on to All-Star, is there anything else you would like to add?
Oh, yes. Las Vegas Aces' next home game will be July 22nd against Atlanta Dream. So, if you ain't got your tickets ready, I advise you to go get them because it's about to be a phenomenal time. We're going to have to do Atlanta wrong. But it is what it is.
I'm excited for
that. I still love you, Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Hey, man. You always going to have love for BG, man. I know that much. 100% always going to have love for BG. That's how it be. That's how I am with KP. I'm still going to have love for her.
We need this win.
Yeah, no, 100%. This isn't the moment we come back from break, all the games coming up, home and road games, all the upcoming games.
Must win.
Those are must wins for sure. Especially if we make it into the playoffs. I believe in them, though. as soon as everything is like everything has been getting gelled together, so like the team's been looking good. So I'm really glad. I'm glad about the pickups, and like I'm excited for CBT to come back. The moment CBT come back, then that's when you got a whole nother like you got a whole nother big on the phone to help out. And then speaking of that, Megan has came back recently. If y'all didn't know, pretty sure y'all didn't. The moment she came back, instant, like what's the word? I can't.
It was a I'm spark.
Like, y'all, instant, and the spark, and an instant help. Like that was big that May was coming back, and that was also the game that Liz had a double double for the first time. That was a great game against Connecticut. So now that we have all that, we got all the bigs, we got some extra bigs. You know, Asia don't have to like deal with a little too much. She got some more help on the floor with her, so she don't got to worry about it. But you know, I'm excited to see them. So we gonna ball, man. I'm excited for the team. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the break. Oh, to end. But speaking of the break, since we are talking about the break right now, All-Star is happening at this very moment. And if y'all didn't know, I don't know if y'all really heard, but checking my phone a lot, StubBuds they've been live since yesterday morning. They're doing a 72-hour stream for All-Star. So if you want to get some behind the scenes, hop on their Twitch on StubBuds. You don't want to miss it. And if y'all haven't, there's been a lot of behind the scenes. And it was really good. It was really cool seeing it. I'm really glad the StubBuds are doing that for us. Because, you know, I was having FOMO. I was having fear of missing out because we were supposed to go to All-Star this weekend. But, you know, stuff happened. And, you know, sometimes you just can't make it. But, you know, it's okay. So if you want some behind the scenes stuff, I would recommend going to StubBuds. They're going to be streaming all weekend, so that's what I want to bring up. StubBuds, shout out to y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have made my FOMO a lot better because I really want to go to All-Star this year, so it's all good. But All-Star, let's talk about predictions. So today we got the skills competition and the three-point contest. So what's your predictions for who's going to win?
My predictions for the skills challenge, I'm gonna have to go with Skylar Diggins.
Okay, that's a good one. SDS is one.
I feel like it's one of those times where she feels like she has to win it. First of all, she gets to bring an award back to Seattle, and she gets to show the world exactly who Skylar Diggins is. Just in case you forgot who Skylar Diggins is.
You're right. That's valid. I got Courtney. But I got Courtney, or I mean, if not Courtney, I even got SDS as well. But I know it's gonna be a mission. Court was doing her thing. I mean, I got Cora SDS, honestly, but we'll see what happens with that. But if it's not Court or SDS, then it's okay. But I do know SDS is really competitive, so it's gonna be tough for Courtney and everyone else playing, everyone else for that skill challenge. It's gonna be a song. But I'm gonna stick to Courtney and we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, who do we got for the 3-point contest?
That's a hard one for me, because I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to say Sabrina, but I feel like that's too easy. So I was gonna say Caitlin Clark, but then she got injured and they got Lexi in there. And I low-key wanna say Lexi because she does have the highest 3-point percentage in the league out of everybody that's in the contest. But when they were asking everybody who they think was gonna win, everybody was picking Citron. I'm like,
yeah, everyone was saying I'm like, Sonya, man.
I'm like, no, maybe. I'm picking Sonya.
You gonna pick Sonya? Oh, okay.
We gonna go for the record this year.
Okay. That's a good choice. I was thinking about that too, but
Even though Sabrina's gonna win it.
That's true. I had Sab or KP, but I'm slightly a little biased. So if y'all can't see, I'm wearing my Plum Dog shirt. This is who I'm rooting for the 3-point contest. Y'all know me. I'm always running for my girl KP. So I got KP winning it. She's a dark horse for me. I got her. She's a dark horse for me. So I got KP. I'm picking KP. Sabrina might definitely take it, but I think I got some faith. I think KP can pull it off. KP's been doing her thing. But I mean, speaking of, you know what I thought? You know what I was just thinking about? Speaking of KP, I was wondering why she was in the skills challenge.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I was wondering why she was in skills challenge, because I don't know if y'all know, but I think KP is averages the most assists in the league this year. And she's been playing a lot crazy. So I would assume that I thought that KP was at the skills challenge, but they gave her the 3-point contest. So I mean, I guess we'll never know. But I don't know. But 3-point contest, I got KP winning it. It can be partially because I'm biased. But I mean, yeah. But no, I got KP taking it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Cause if y'all didn't know, it's also weekend already. And the skill challenge and the 3-point contest is going to happen very soon, happening today. So if y'all ain't tuning in, y'all better tune in so we can be fun. But
now we got to wait till next year to see Caitlin Clark go up against Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, no. I think she was supposed to do the 3-point contest because of her, yeah. Speaking of that, injuries,
that would have been fire.
That would have been fire. Speaking of the All-Star, though. I'm pretty sure y'all know. But Slim not an All-Star. Slim coming in for Caitlin. And Bree is coming in for Satu. And I'm glad that Slim got it, because honestly, Slim deserves it. So I thought she got snubbed. But now I'm glad that she actually got it. You know, she definitely got snubbed. But I'm really glad that she got it this time around. And I need to see it, because, you know, Sim deserves it. She's been hoping, man. So I'm glad we got to see Slim in the All-Star like she deserves. So I'm excited for that. But who do you think is going to take the actual game that's tomorrow? Which team you got? You got Team Clark or you got Team Feet?
I got Team Clark.
I got Team Clark too. I wish KP wasn't on Team Fee, but but it's okay. You know, Fee chose KP.
Nah, the only reason I said Team Clark, because most of the people that I voted for personally went to Team Clark. So
yeah, no, literally me, bro. Literally me too.
I was cool. I'm like everybody that I kept voting for, are Team Clark. Okay. Yep, Team Clark.
Okay, yep.
Didn't even have to wait for it.
You got Asia over there. You got Jackie over there. Who else we got over there? You got Sab over there. Who else we got over there? And Kiki there? Or is she on Team Fee?
No, Kiki's Team Clark. And I think Sonya's Team Clark.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, I pretty much voted for half of the people I voted for All-Star personally. Most of them are Team Clark. There's some players I voted that's on Team Fee. Like KP and Paige, but and as much as I love me some KP and I love me some Paige, some of the people I voted for, they're all on Team Clark. So, you know, I got Team Clark winning it. But I feel like Team Clark has a good team, though. Real good team. Team Clark's team, I think they're pretty stacked. Fee seems cool, too, though. But, like...
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a battle.
It's going to be a battle. You got Fee and Asia going up against each other. I wanted Asia to be on Team Fee. And then I thought about it again. I'm like, I actually kind of want to see Asia go up against Fee. So, before we get in, you got all that.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You can tell that this All-Star game was made for Caitlin Clark, but they didn't expect her to get injured. Because you see how they introduced their 4-point shot?
Yeah. That's her thing, bro.
I was like, yo, that would have been crazy.
That would have been crazy. Did they have a 4-point shot last season? Last All-Star?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it didn't? Dang, so they got it this year? Yeah, that's solely meant for Clark, man.
This year and in Indiana.
Yo.
And who was team captain?
Kaylin. Kaylin was definitely team captain.
No, I mean, the 4-point that she would have shot.
Dude, Clarkwood and Riley went crazy, bro. But, you know.
Imagine being up by 3 in an All-Star game with like 4 seconds left and Kenneth Clark hits a 4-point shot.
It's a 4-point shot. Dude, that would be crazy. But since they added that, I think it's gonna be solid. It's gonna be a battle. For sure. You got shooters on both teams, man. You know, Team Clark, they got Gabby, and I don't know because I was looking at the warm-ups they posted, but Gabby was shooting these 4-pointers, bro.
And they all getting ready for it.
Yeah, they're there for the 4-point shots. Got KP over there doing her thing. Well, KP's on team feet. You know, I love some KP. I got Jack over there. Yeah, definitely a reason why I had to go with Team Clark to win that all. But I mean, yeah, I'm actually really excited to see how All Star goes this year. It's gonna be a fight. I'm really excited for tomorrow's game, so I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see if you got our predictions right for the skills challenge and the 3-point contest. We'll probably have to check back on that on another episode. But no, I'm excited for that. But speaking of All Star, I don't know if you heard. But they were talking about bringing All-Star Weekend next year to Vegas. How we feel?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be going. I got to get my tickets for WrestleMania too.
Oh yeah, they got WrestleMania and they got.
Because that's coming out here next. That's coming out here next year.
Right, but there's talks about also coming to Vegas. So if they do. We going. It's going to be exciting. The last time they had All-Star out here back in 2023, I totally missed it. I had to work. I had an adult, unfortunately. But how we feel about that being a chance, being a possibility? I was either going for that or the Bay. It was either going to be Vegas or the Bay, either way. But if it do come out here,
If they got a chance to choose between Vegas and the Bay, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'll probably choose the Bay.
I'd probably pick the Bay, too. But I think they've only because been talking
the,
about it.
With the way that Golden State crowd has been going, every home game sold out like crazy. Bro,
that's ball.
And then you take the All-Star game. And then you take the All-Star game there. Oh, yeah. They about to go bananas.
NBA All-Star was in the Bay this year. Was it this year? Yeah, it was in the Bay this year. Well, yeah, this year. This season, last year, technically, you know. So they got the Bay. I would like to see them at the Bay. I would go there too myself. But there has been talks of them talking about them coming to Vegas. So if they coming, we going, bro. We going. So y'all gonna have to catch us there. But I'm excited for All-Star Weekend, man. Anything else you want to add before we end it off here? It's going to be a really short episode, but you know how it be. Do you want to add anything else? All-Star, Aces, WNBA in general? What you want to add something?
Oh, yeah. And if you're tuning into the All-Star game tomorrow, Grammy-nominated artist Glorilla will be performing at the halftime.
Yeah.
So they're about to turn up.
Oh, it's gonna be turned up. It's gonna be turned up. It's been turned up ever since last night, man. Yesterday morning. And yeah, the only thing I'm gonna add before we end this here is y'all should go tune in on Twitch and go watch the Stub Buds. You got T and you got Court live streaming. Everything, all the BTS. If y'all want to tune in, y'all feeling a little fear of missing out, like I've been doing myself, because the plan was to go there this year. Tune in on Twitch and go watch the StubBuzz. I've been watching them all. I've been watching them since yesterday. It's lit. It's fun. It's crazy. Like, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that they did. Thanks to them, I fell more in love with the W than I already am. Y'all think I was already in love with the W, but thanks to them, they made me fall more in love with it. So, tuning in their Twitch, they're doing their 72-hour live stream. I think they've been streaming a total of, maybe like 40 hours now? I don't know, but they've been streaming since yesterday morning, so y'all should tune in for that. But, yeah, so to end things off, I hope everyone has a good break, All-Star break, and enjoy All-Star and all the get stubbles and all the other stuff behind the scenes and all that. So, yeah, anything else you want to add? It can be anything.
Have an amazing All-Star weekend. Go Phoenix.
Yeah.
Go Aces.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say, I was like, bro, just say go Phoenix.
And, get ready for the second half of the season because everything is crunch time now.
Crunch time. And we going into the crunch time, man. It started heating up. Everything's going to start going crazy. Aces are locked out. Right now, Aces are picking up. We looking really good. So everyone keep their eyes peeled for the second half of the season. We're excited. Hope y'all excited. And yeah, thank y'all for watching and listening. Slow, short, and sweet. But you know how it'll be. I will catch you on the next episode. Get out of here. Oh yeah, I love for sure. All right, y'all have a good rest of your weekend. Also, we can enjoy. Deuces.